The Gullah Geechee people were former enslaved people who settled in the Low Country from North Carolina to North Florida. The single largest concentration of descendants was in Jacksonville, but the city hasn't largely celebrated that culture. One of those descendants, Ennis Davis, joins me now. This is The Jackson on WJCT. Ennis, you say the Gullah Geechee culture is alive and well in Jacksonville.
Yes, and to understand what the culture is, you have to understand the history and development of our region. As you mentioned, the Gullah Geechee are basically descendants of enslaved Africans that came to America from West and Central Africa. They've been able to maintain a strong identity and heritage, largely due to the geographic boundaries and barriers within our region. And prior to consolidation, majority of Jacksonville is African-American community. So a lot of that culture and heritage migrated to the Jacksonville area following the end of the Civil War, where people want to build a new life for themselves in an urban community as opposed to rural areas.
Where do we see the Gullah Geechee influence today?
You can see and eat and taste the Gullah Geechee influence all over Jacksonville. In some of our historic areas, you might see port ceilings, door openings, window openings painted in a haint blue. From a traditional standpoint, a haint was considered to be a wandering spirit stuck between life and death. And many people painted their openings around their houses to keep the spirits away because the blue represented skies and that the spirits would go up into the skies. Another belief about that is blue represents water and haints aren't able to cross water, so they aren't able to enter the house.
Where can you taste the influence?
One pot meals such as shrimp and grits, garlic crabs, things we see all over our restaurants today, seafood places all across town. All those date back to Gullah tradition. Back during slavery, enslaved persons were allowed food allowances that included grits, which is a Native American food. And living off the land as well, combining those grits with the abundance of seafood here, meals like that originated. Another meal that everybody's familiar with is rice. African rice was introduced into America as a part of the slave trade. And many of the Gullah Geechee were skilled in rice cultivation because it was one of the major crops in Western Africa at the time. And throughout Northeast Florida, many of our plantations, such as Kingsley Plantation, White Oak Plantation, Mount Pleasant, and what is Ponte Vedra today, also grew rice as a significant crop.
I don't think a whole lot of people associate Jacksonville with the Gullah Geechee culture. Why is that?
Well, Gullah Geechee culture is Black history, especially here in the South and here in Jacksonville. And during the Jim Crow era, we are a very divided community. And so most of that culture and heritage is still largely practiced within the Black community, within Black households. I mean, I could tell you growing up, we had seafood boils and okra stew, black eyed peas, dishes like this every day. And we still do. And now that some of these things have crossed over into mainstream society, we've just lost the historical connection about where they actually came from. But if you take a look at a city like Charleston, South Carolina, you know, people do go there for the food, and a lot of that is based off that same Gullah Geechee tradition and heritage. They've certainly done a better job in promoting their history as a whole, and food is a part of that history.
What would be your suggestion for how Jacksonville could embrace this history?
It's really just taking a look and having awareness at the cultural diversity here and the significant impact, not only from the Gullah Geechee standpoint, but other cultures as well. I mean, we are a diverse melting pot here. I believe for a community to truly be vibrant and to be a place where everybody can participate in economic growth, they have to have a seat at the table. And part of having a seat at the table is understanding all our historical backgrounds, cultural characteristics and perspectives, and blending that all into what becomes 21st century Jacksonville.
That's Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Police and Fire Pension Fund.